Brett Hollander with number 10, Adam Jones here in Studio 208. We're passing around this picture from last summer. Jay knows this picture well. It's of our own, the Mighty Man, Casey Willett, and the Boomstick, it's called, in Arlington, Texas. What is that, three feet, Casey? With toppings? And the stories of this thing are just legendary because Joe Angel told us at the end of that hot dog, Adam, Casey turned green. He literally turned green in the face, but he finished it to his credit. He set his mind to something. He did it.
How did those intestines feel after that?
Not good, says Casey Willett.
A couple days of, oh, man. I wouldn't want to be around you those few hours after consuming that.
All right, let's get to our soon-to-be award-winning segment, The Truth with 10. This is where we send out to the masses via Twitter opportunities to ask Adam Jones questions. It can be baseball. We prefer it not be baseball because you're a connoisseur on so many issues and topics. Life. L-I-F-E. Why stick it to just baseball? We talk about that all the time.
Of course.
All right. Truth with 10. Number one. And this was actually directed to me, but I think you can elaborate on this. Brett, do you use Bluetooth? That's from Mihoki.
Do you use Bluetooth while you're driving here in
a hands-free device?
A hands-free device.
I'm going to be honest here. I don't in Florida. I do in Baltimore.
Why don't you in Florida?
Is it against the law here?
It's not, but, I mean, with all the drivers around here that are, I don't mean to be disrespectful again, our grandparents.
I hear you.
They're not paying attention to you. And why wouldn't you want to use a hands-free device here? Because they need to make that a state law. Because the elderly here in this city, they just get over. And then when they're in the other lane, then they flick the blinker.
Now, they make a decision. They're They're switching lanes. They don't look. They just go. They say, it's my time.
I'm going now, and the car could be right next to me. You better hit your brakes or hit the gas.
All right, next question. Best pizza topping from Matt Breslow.
Best pizza topping. It's not that clever of a question.
Really?
I mean, it's simple. Pepperoni pizza goes a long way. Pretty simple.
Matt also asked this one. I like this one. First date advice.
First date advice? Let me go back.
All right, let's go back.
I got to remember my first date.
How did you
My first date, me and Audie, we were on Pratt Street, I don't remember what restaurant. That's bad. We hung out before then, so it's not that bad. And it's some guy came
like a sit-down meal?
Sit-down meal. Okay. It was lunch, though. It was a lunch. And guy came up to us and was like, oh, Adam Jones, what's up? He left us, came back. He gave me a note. He needed a hat, a bat, a shirt size large, and some tickets. And he left his address, P.O. box, phone number, social, all that.
What'd you do with that little note there?
I don't remember. But good chance he didn't receive any of those items.
That's incredible. But the
balls on the person, the testicular fortitude, yes, if I'm politically correct, was just,
I would say pretty.
That's ballsy.
That was pretty pretty serious cojones there, and he honestly probably thought he'd get that stuff. Probably waited by the mail every day.
Probably. And honestly, like I said, I never mean to be disrespectful, but I did forget about that immediately. But I'd never forget about the request because it lasts in my head still to this day.
All right, ideal first date, though, meal, obviously picking up the tab.
I say ideal first date. You want to be yourself. You can't show your true colors yet until, you know, you guys can walk around in shorts and a T-shirt, you know, and be just comfortable with each other. But say first date, nice meal, nice conversation. Keep the conversation light. They say never talk politics and religion. I would say
talk. You stuck to that?
We don't. I never talk politics.
I'm saying religion. You stuck with that in your first date with Audie.
Oh yeah, we talk about life because, you know, her being an athlete, we can relate on so many sports, and her being a lawyer, she just goes over my head. And you know, it works for some reason. It works, and that's all that matters. And I said, be yourself, and at the end of the first date, make sure you can secure a second one.
That's smart.
That's it. If you can secure a second one, you're I'm not saying you're home free, but your chances do increase.
I think that's good advice. I love this guy, W or DJC. He tweets us all the time. He lives in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Die hard Orioles fan.
I've seen that. I've seen his. I've seen some tweets from him. He's a cool guy. I've never met him, but
to Sportsline every night. I think it's tomorrow there right now. He's listening. He's going to work right now.
Oh yeah.
He writes, "Have you ever seen a game of Australian rules football?
Rugby?
Is that rugby? It's something different.
Something different.
LJ,
we got to Google it then."
Yeah, you're right. We don't have to, as Jake Cottrell likes to say, we don't have to wonder anymore. It's called Google.
Yeah, but to answer that question, I'm going to go and say no. I've never been to Australia. Yeah, I haven't been to Australia yet. Trust me, that's on my bucket list to go. And I still wouldn't even go there and watch Australian football. Why?
Probably not.
American football. It's like watching the CFL. Come on. A guy gets a 20-yard dash before the play starts. Nah, that's not football.
All right, this person, Aaron Cooper, writes, "Do you enjoy being beaten by girls?"
All right,
hashtag
Aaron.
I talk trash.
All right, Aaron, you beat me in making cakes. That's your career. Let me throw you BP. That's my career. I'd win in that. So we should it should be something in the middle. A swim off. Phelps has taught me a few tricks. Or we can golf. Haney's taught me a few tricks too.
That's so true. We have the video to prove it.
So there's a couple things. You know, we can even the playing field by choosing things that put us both in uncomfortable positions, and we can see who the true winner is.
Can you DH on my co-ed softball team from Christian?
You can't afford me.
That's fair.
That's pretty simple. Yeah, you can't afford me.
Biggest fish you ever caught, Kevin?
We caught a wahoo down in, I put a picture on Instagram about, when was that? We were in Nevis, West Indies in November, and me, McCutcheon, the Ellsbury, Griffey, and our better halves, we were down in Nevis with a Nike trip, and we were out fishing, deep sea fishing. I did puke on that trip, too. I got seasick. I'm weak. I'm weak.
You're not cruising anytime soon.
I'm not cruising, but we caught a big wahoo, and it was actually pretty cool. It was heavy, slimy, but it took a lot out of everybody to reel that thing into the boat. But it experienced that, you know, I want to experience that again. Because talking to Hardy, he caught a 200-something-pound swordfish before. That's cool.
Ridiculous.
Now, that's legit. I'm just catching a little 20-pound wahoo. You know, I mean, he's catching 200-pound fishes. So I want to catch that and eat them.
I didn't know fishes were 200 pounds. Let's talk about like a whale.
Come on, man.
200 pounds?
Well, you don't ever watch Wicked Tuna? Tuna's thousands of pounds. I would eat that tuna raw, too.
Final question that made the cut here after we carefully went through the questions proposed on Twitter from Tim. If you were in a competitive eating competition, what type of food would you choose?
First off, I'd have to look at my opponent.
Kobayashi, or whatever his name is.
Oh, Kobayashi?
Kobayashi.
Kobayashi scarfs down hot dogs. I'd go fried chicken. Fried chicken legs?
Jay, do they do fried chicken?
Yes, they do. Eric Biglands, Big Lance Turner, I believe, is the champion of the fried chicken.
I would put my...
Badlands. Badlands, sorry.
Yes, Jay, that's pretty good if you're not lying.
No,
you might be lying. I don't know if you are.
No, I'm not, because before we had the commissioner on every year.
We get him on every year. We love it.
He sent a list. He has a list of everybody. They have a cheesecake. They have an onion.
That could be you, AJ.
Yeah, they have everything.
Onion. No, the cheesecake.
Onions make me cry. Cheesecake, I can go for. I think something that would help me would be... a carne asada fries. Have a carne asada fry or eat off. I've been eating them since I was a little kid, so I think I'd have the advantage. Oh, man, I can visualize carne asada fries right now.
Yeah, the good news is we're only a few months away from competitive eating season, which we really get into here on Sportsline.
Oh, yeah.
When we come back, we'll ask AJ about the WBC, then we'll let him go to bed. He's got a big day and game tomorrow. That's next here on Sportsline.